B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
The things that men do for women. This poor son of a bitch. His life is most likely ruined because of a woman. And when I tell you this story, just know that we were just discussing this off air. And Leroy, our sports guy, he's a liar. He was just blatantly lying to all of us in the room with the way that he would have handled the situation. So the story is it's an unnamed individual, and I understand why he's unnamed, because you would never want anyone to know this is you. He's hospitalized because he had a 3-day erection.
Whew. Wow. What's the problem?
Well,
3 days.
It doesn't say his age. I'm guessing he was older. And apparently he had the opportunity to have sex with a 30-year-old woman.
I have a question.
Yes, Pebbles.
Is this 3 days straight? Is this 3 days off and on? Do you have any information? I'm just curious.
3 days straight.
Okay.
Because he took...
Straight, no pun intended.
He took basically a Viagra that's intended for bulls. So,
damn.
Knowingly, he took it because he had an opportunity to have sex with a 30-year-old woman. And he didn't want to disappoint.
Regular Viagra just wouldn't do?
Listen, I don't know this guy's situation. Maybe all he could afford was the bull Viagra.
Maybe he was immune to regular Viagra because he was taking it so much.
Maybe he was immune to regular Viagra. Who knows?
This is her fault.
Trust me, he wouldn't take it if the opportunity wasn't there. I said it before, I'll say it again. Vagina's undefeated in this world. Throughout history, throughout the beginning of time, it's undefeated. Look what this guy did trying to impress this girl. It's so bad.
Well, he's a stupid one.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
He has, it's called priapism. It's a long-lasting, painful erection. It can cause permanent damage to the penis if not treated quickly.
No.
Normally, it'll subside shortly after climax, but when it persists, it's a medical emergency. I'm about to pass out reading this. Emergency doctors will try to bring it down, with some resorting to draining the penis of blood with a needle. If attempts are unsuccessful, the patients will be dragged in, and I'm sure dragged in is a literal term, dragged in for surgery to physically shunt the blood out of the penis. I'm going to throw up. For men who need surgery, the likelihood is that their penis will no longer function for erectile purposes, and some are offered prosthetic members to allow them to maintain their sex life.
God.
I'm out. This guy just ruined his absolute life. So, we were reading the story off air, and Leroy, well, Captain Obvious over here, who's not,
he has the solution.
Yeah, it's easy. Listen, it's easy from the outside of any situation to go, oh, this is the way to fix it. But unfortunately, we're all humans. How would you have fixed this situation?
Just like everything else, honesty is the best policy.
Really?
Okay. And repeat what you said you would honestly do and say.
If I was in that situation where I suffered from ED or I was up there in age and a younger woman, you know, was coming at me. If I got an issue, if I can't last long, just tell her beforehand.
Well, he specifically said he would go and say, you know, I just got to let you know I can only last about 4 minutes.
Yes.
Like, do you honestly think that that's going to turn anybody on?
Yeah. Melissa, if a guy came to you, right, and he said, but if he said, listen, I got an issue, I might have to take something, all I got is 5 minutes in me.
Listen, kills it right there. That kills it. When you have someone tell you straight up, I can't last more than 3 minutes, the mood is gone. There's no sex happening at that point.
And then, so I said that to him. I said, so what are you going to say when the girl says, well, then never mind, I don't want to have sex with you. He said, oh, I'd be like, all right, cool, then. I guess we're not going to do it. I'm like, you're lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
There's ways to work around that. And B, I don't think you have those discussions right before you're about to have sex with somebody. Like, you have
Yeah, but Jesus. It might be a buzzkill for you, but eventually.
So you don't care about her satisfaction.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but you don't need a buzzkill. You buzzkill on your own, apparently.
Leroy.
Damn, Leroy.
Hey, you know your ass would be like Bull, Viagra, Google, enter. Let's do it.
Nope.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Back to this guy. Did he ever ended up having sex with that girl? Do we know that?
I don't know. It's the story's very vague.
Okay, because I was just wondering, like, I'm like, wow, did he go through all this for absolutely nothing? Because if he didn't end up having sex with her, then what was the point?
Oh, wait, I found it right here. The woman was destroyed in the action. No, I'm not kidding.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.